Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday, we were in the office. The three of us share an office. We each have desks, and it's just us in there. And she was looking at something on Reddit yesterday, but I've seen this before where people just go up and have people roast them.
Yeah, they post pictures.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. People must be really secure in themselves to do that, because I was 14 years old and I was babysitting these three kids, and the little girl looked at me and she goes, your head's shaped like a potato, and then went about her day and what I'm assuming is the rest of her life. But every now and then, if I feel like if I'm dressed up somewhere and I'm like, yeah, I'm looking good, then I'm like, your head shaped like a potato. Like, I hear that little girl's voice in the back of my head.
You're a walking potato.
Yeah, you're shaped like a potato. And I'm like, God.
We're going to start calling you Spud.
Please don't. I promise you, my confidence and self-esteem is not that high. Handle that.
In the days that she suppressed you, you little mashed potato
little
today.
We wouldn't do that to you. If it bothers you that bad.
It's like, how do people have, and then these pictures get like 13,000 comments on them, just people destroying them. And I'm like, this one time, this one comment really rocked my world.
Well, Amy threw out something yesterday. We were off the air. She said, we should have people send us pictures, and we should roast
them. Yeah. Wait, no. Oh, yeah.
That was what you wanted to do, right? Have people send us pictures, and we do it.
No, I want to know if people really know their level of attractiveness.
That's what it was. Yeah, you want to know where you were on the old 1 to 10 scale?
Like a legitimate scale. Like if 10 is drop-dead gorgeous, not 10 for your town. Do you know what I mean? Because you could be like a Greensboro 7, and then you could be a
world
Charlotte
four.
Yeah, a Charlotte 4. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to know I want to know on the real scheme of things if people really know. Like, we were talking, I just think we're all fine.
And everybody goes along with this whole self-confidence thing that we were just talking about with the people roasting them. So maybe you should send us your picture and say, you know what, I think I'm a 6. No, by the way, there are no 7s.
Yeah, when a 1 to 10, when we there. Play a 1 to 10 game, there's no 7, because 7's the cop out number.
7 is a cop out number,
so
you can't use that.
Send them to what do we do? Instagram.
Yeah, this no. I listen.
Send them to text Amy.
856
guys.
That's a Spud at 931. We're discussing whether people really have a grasp of where they are on the scale. You know, on the good-looking scale, are you a 5 or below? Are you above a 5? And there are no 7s.
Really think. And there are some people who are subjectively good-looking, and there are people who are just, there's no question about it. They're just gorgeous specimens.
Right here. Right here.
Yeah, around that area there.
Right over there. Here. Yeah. Look at me. Right here.
All right. So, and earlier, poor Amy was talking about a scarring time when she was babysitting, and a kid looked at her and says, "Your face looks like a potato."
Yeah.
Spud.
I don't want to be Spud.
You're Spud.
No, that's too mean. We're not going to do that.
No.
We can't do it to her.
Yes, we can.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
That's funny. That's very funny. This is Steve on the way to Charlotte again.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody? Listen, Amy, don't worry about the Spud thing. Just forget about that. Just put that away in the memory bank. I think people have confidence in themselves, and I think your personality also goes into your... So I would say I'm a 6, but I'm regularly good-looking, so therefore my personality makes me an 8.
Okay, all right.
I want to see proof of this. Steve, you send a picture right now.
Okay, where am I sending it, Amy?
You can Instagram us at 931thewolf or Facebook 931thewolf.
Very good, I'll do it.
I'll go ahead and give you a solid 8, Steve. I haven't even seen you, but your personality.
We're behind you all the way, buddy.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Drive careful.
Hey, have a good day.
Night. Okay, so he's a 6, but his personality makes him an 8.
I was on a first date a few years ago, and the guy told me I was a drunk guy's 10.
And you said, no second date?
And no, I dated him for a year. Come on.
Regardless, she was a 10. You get it?
That's all I heard was the 10 part.
So what were you sober?
Oh.
You're a solid 9. Come here.
Don't ever sing like that again.
Why?
Off
Why? Why?
It's terrible. It was that perfect pitch where it's like, I would liken it to a Craftsman drill boring into your skull. That's what I would, and I'm specific about the Craftsman drill because I know my drills.
It's a man's man for you.
He's a man's man. Let me tell you
now. That's what makes me a 5.5.
That's what.
I'm sorry. We've upped it a half.
Oh, when this happened?
Yeah, we gotta.
It just occurred to me when we were talking. That makes me.
We're all rating ourselves, and I just think most of us are fives. And so many people are saying their pictures, and who just sent her picture in? And she said, "I think I'm a 5, but an 8 with a personality." And that's true. When you get to know people,
yes.
You do. You know, you become more attracted to their personality. I really like a sense of humor, so if you can make me laugh, right. I like you more. But
that was Jamie.
Yeah,
we had the guy said that Amy's at least a 15.
That's not true at all. Thank you. That's not true at all. You just like
what I represent. And who was the one we just looked at that just came in? What was her name? I'm sorry.
Jamie,
you're more than a 5. We just looked at you. You're better than a 5. You're an 8. And remember, there are no 7s. If you're ranking yourself, you can't give yourself a 7. You can't cop out and go, yeah,
7's such an easy anything.
Oh, gosh. We should put a collage up and have them roast us.
7. I don't want to get roasted. I don't need to. I'm humble enough.
That's what we
talked
about.
You will not ever find me feeling too good about myself.
That's what we talked about in the office yesterday. I don't know if you were in there or not, but Amy and I were saying, why would you put yourself out there
for
someone to rip you to shreds like that? I have enough problems looking in the mirror in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
Without someone else reinforcing to me that I could use some serious work.
I'm telling you, that girl I was 14 years old and she was like 8. And she looks at me, she's like, your head's shaped like a potato.
Hey, Spud.
And then skipped off. And here I am, what's this? 20 years later, and it's still a problem for me.
Still destroyed.
Every now and then, I'll get like dressed up. Like, I have my friend's wedding coming up, and I'll be like, oh, I look nice. And I'll look up, like, your head shaped like a potato.
And we're skipping off.
I really am Spud.
Mrs. Potato Head.
No, we're not starting this Spud thing because you guys are going to say it jokingly, and then people are going to hear it and be like, let's call her Spud.
I won't do that too.
No, what we're going to do though for Christmas, you're getting Mr. Potato Head.
680 Wolf.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that I agree with Amy. I think most people are 5 to 6. But I live in Kernersville, and I have to tell you, when I walk around Kernersville, it gives me a boost of confidence, and I think I'm an 8.
All right.
So is that where you put yourself, an 8?
Well, normally I would put myself at a 5 or 6.
But in K-Vegas, like you're an 8.
In K-Vegas, I'm an 8.
What's your name?
I don't know. Do I want to tell my name?
Yeah.
Wait, let me guess. Amanda.
Hey, how'd you know that?
It's creepy.
I'm psychic.
Oh, nice. Amanda, listen. Listen, girl, when I need a boost of confidence, you let me know when we're going out to K-Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to Walmart in K-Vegas on a Sunday. You're at 10.
Stand in the traffic circles.
Thanks, Amanda. Bye.
Yes. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay.
So, yeah, it's about a 5, but sometimes you go somewhere and you feel better about yourself, and all of a sudden you're an 8.
K-Vegas is lit.
The worst part is when you go somewhere you think, do you ever sleep wrong and your whole body's jacked up and you go to Walmart and you're dragging, you got like a bum leg you're dragging around and you can't really turn your neck and you're like, I look like I belong here.
Or you're traveling and you're like in LA or San Francisco and it's like, you know, you're like, oh, I am so inferior.
Yes.
As you're sitting there eating your Cinnabon, looking all stupid, looking out at the plane.
Your whole face is glazed over.
I got to go back to the country.
And you're always like, wonder where that plane's going.
I'm going back to Reidsville. So what about you? 680 Wolf, let's go.
Yeah, I got to agree with the girl from Kernersville. with everybody here makes me look like a 9.
Where are you from?
K-Vegas.
So you think you're the one exception in K-Vegas? You're the 9?
I'm just saying compared to everybody else.
All right, send us your picture, Instagram or Facebook at 931 The Wolf. I want proof of this.
All right.
What's your name?
Holden.
All right. Thank you for checking in this morning, man. Have a good one.
See ya.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
And when the picture comes in, we need to take a look at it.
Maybe if we should see if Holden and Amanda are single, they get the 9 and the 8 together.
I think we've talked to Amanda before. I think she don't think she's single. No. But she's, you know.
Somebody scoop that in quick.
She's right. That's okay. We've pretty much determined that everybody's around a 5 or a 6. You know what I mean? That's the general neighborhood there. Maybe from a 4 to a 6. That's where everybody is.
Then there's a reason why it's important. Because if you want kids, you have to know where you are to know what you need to look for. Like if you're 1 to 3, you have to find another 1 to 3. For some reason, two people really low can have a kid that you're like, where did that kid come from?
What a beautiful child.
Yes. And it's amazing. It's like all the, you know, when you have like a puppy, it's so ugly that it's cute.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason too, you know, you see all the time, you're like, what? That kid belongs to them? And then if you're at 8 to 10, you got to find another 8 to 10.
And 8 to 10s make beautiful children.
And then if you're 4 to 7, you have to have mixed kids. I'm sorry. You got to find somebody outside.
That's the spirit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.